Hi everyone, Seenmean here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Lavish Patch Kit, and here's what he has to say. Hello Seenmean, I noticed that Think Before You Sleep has recently doxxed himself, and now talks ill of MGTOW. I strongly suspect, like Human and Barbarossa, he has a girlfriend, and immediately flipped to the other side. At this point, I think you, Thinking Ape, and TFM are the last of the old school guys that are left that this hasn't happened to. What are your thoughts about this? Is it proof that monk philosophy is reactionary versus realistic? Or is it more proof that women ruin what men truly are, when free from such entanglements? I guarantee that Think Before You Sleep's videos are about to take a turn in a different direction, and I strongly suspect these chicks are pushing for guys to dox themselves because it means more revenue for them, without any concern for why they are actually posting anonymous to begin with. And certainly once doxed, it has to be watered down. Their content, that is. Well, Lavish Patch Kid, or LPK for short, thanks for the donation and topic. Monk mode is reactionary for most guys at first when they take the red pill. They swear off women entirely and do so successfully for about 6 months to a year, before their subconscious drives them to plow woman once more. The men's rights guys pointed this out to me in early 2014, and they were completely right. Then if a red-pilled guy becomes a purple-pilled man slowly going back into the dating market, he becomes a member of the Church of Cooch again. Once he gets into a relationship, he goes out and tries to evangelize the red pill men and tries to drag them back to the plantation where he is. It seems to be an automatic white knighting simp behavior that happens once you're in love or in a relationship. The worship of women is a religion and they try and grow the congregation. For me, monk mode is very realistic because I had my subscribers back in 2015 turn on me, when I began dating and shaming guys, calling them cowards for not dating. Human appears to be shaming men by calling them lazy because they accept the term that the only way to win is not to play the game. I'm not surprised by Human saying that because it just happens when you start dating, and it's a sort of coping language. I called men cowards and I was attacked by hundreds of men. He calls men that give up on relationships and dating lazy and nothing happens. You'd think that guys would try and wake him up the way they woke me up, but I don't see any attacks or complaints in Human's video, which I've put a link to in the description. Years ago, I spoke with Coach Greg Adams about a conversation he had with Better Bachelor, where they discussed how showing your face is going to get you more views. So you're right, LPK, that might be Sean's angle over at Think Before You Sleep. But he's saying he's doing it because he wants to talk about current events. I also think part of it might be him getting tired of doing scripted videos. I suggested he do that, and his channel took off. I also promoted his channel when it was brand new and he was freshly going his own way. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new 3-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on 200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code Sandman to get 10% off. Now available in 4 formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Sandman help make the manosphere what it is today, and how many of the many inspired are turning to simping by taking Blue Pill's Clown World show. Monk mode is realistic only for those that either have other passions or have a Sigma grind set to provide more purpose than pussy, or that have gone through the Red Pill Rage Stage 2.0. That's where you subconsciously accept female nature, and then you're free from women and dating entirely. It's the point where you no longer think about how the winning move is no longer to play the game with women, but instead you just don't care about playing with them anymore at all. I've been there since this time in 2016, or 7 years now. It's really hard explaining the second red pill rage, and I don't really know what triggered it for me. Is it possible that Sean is dating and his content is about to take a nosedive? I don't know. We will see that in the next few months if that's the case. When you're in love, it's not like it destroys your ability to think suddenly. It's a gradual process that you barely notice. If he's talking ill about the MGTOW ideas that made him the person he is today, then that's disappointing. But maybe he has a wife to support. Also, yes, there's more revenue online if you dox yourself and denounce MGTOW. Right now, the only content creators that I would say are still going their own way are TFM and probably Terrence Pop. I'd throw Better Bachelor in the mix as well. I'd still consider his channel to be the biggest. As for Stardust, the Thinking Ape, he recently made a video discussing me without mentioning my name. He appears to give credit to me for making the Manosphere go mainstream, and he says that wasn't a good thing. But he's a black pillar now, and just like no one made a stink about humans starting to date, no one seems to care that the Thinking Ape now makes incel content, and seems to allude to the idea that he's also one. TFM loves his doll Celestine a little too much, and people have often spoke to me before about it being an unhealthy thing. TFM also started doing his channel with scripted videos. I think his first one was called She Doesn't Love You. It was similar to my second video called Women Are Incapable of Love. Eventually, he stopped doing scripted videos because streaming was easier. Plus, he also does financial content. And I almost forgot. I think that Hammerhand also qualifies as a MGTOW monk. He's not interested in dating either, and he's gone after people that say that men have to date. Undead Chronic keeps his edge even though he tends to date. One way many go monk mode is through religion, because it makes a good crutch for you. You love God, the unseen being, instead of women. You're just shifting the love to someplace else. But we also know that many priests and monks can't be celibate either. Some can't help but diddle altar boys, and some bang each other. I spoke with a transmaxer recently, and she, hopefully I'm using the right pronouns, wanted to shut down her sex drive entirely. To do that, eventually she ended up taking female hormones. She was an incel. As for your question, is the philosophy realistic versus reactionary? It's reactionary at first, and then after it's been fully digested in most individuals, they revert back to their old ways. Women don't ruin men that date and are no longer in monk mode. The man's own mind does it through the pharmacy found in his head. You'd think that people would be criticizing Sean for giving away his identity, but the comments section is very supportive. I also get the sneaky suspicion that Aaron Clary is going his own way too. He always seems to mention that he has a girlfriend, but you've never seen her, and he's not a fan of marriage either. But if he came out and said that he was going his own way, I'm sure that there would have a terrible impact on his online business and relationships with guys like Rolo Tomasi. As for Stardust the Thinking Ape, I don't think he can revert back to blue pills, because he's more of an incel at this point. I saw what he looked like when he doxed himself, and I'm not talking about the short bald picture in some Quickie Mart looking place. Again, he wouldn't even mention my name, even though technically he did mention that I might be responsible for making the Manosphere mainstream. If I hadn't done that, then he probably wouldn't even be able to have an audience today to profit off of for donations to help him survive. He was ready to throw in the towel and pretty much stop making content when I showed up. I'm proud of what I've accomplished and the chain reaction that I've helped create in the fabric of society. I can't expect every man to go monk mode. Not everyone gets there in this community. Some just use the MGTOW label without believing in it fully. They were opportunists that either dropped the label to avoid being demonetized and started to self-censor. Or they've suffered for it like myself and Hammerhand have. Lately, a channel that goes by MGTOW and nothing but that has taken off and is monetized with over 50,000 subscribers. As more people see that, they'll start adopting the name again and it'll grow once more. Even I've decided that it's time to change up my format a bit and I've been doing a meme of the week video each week. I think I've cracked a new form of content. The problem is that female nature is a fairly simple thing to understand, and there are tons of examples that don't warrant a full 10-minute video. But if you put them all together, then you can make a good 10-minute video from 20 different examples. Or you can do shorts, which can also be monetized shortly. The no-attention span generation is here, and the powers that don't want you to be are thinking that if you can't concentrate on any story longer than 30 seconds, then you won't learn anything. But if I combine 24 30-second segments that prove the same point about women, for example, then you can still keep people's attention span going and make one point. You just have to structure the 10-minute video into 20 TikTok videos, and then it works. Then the odds of turning away are rather minimal. That's my strategy with the Memes of the Week segment, to keep people's attention while not focusing on any one thing for too long, so that I risk the chance of people getting bored and leave. That's the future of MGTOW and Manosphere content creation. I've been good at pointing out trends, and that's what I think is next. For example, there are dozens of great Twitter accounts, but you have to basically scroll through all of them because you have to sit there all day. But if someone condensed the best weekly post from their favorite Twitter account in only 5 to 10 minutes, then you wouldn't have to scroll through hoping for something good. You would get the best 5 minutes of posts for an entire week. Maybe I should start a dedicated Memes of the Week channel and post the top memes from all your favorite Manosphere content creators, with my commentary, of course. It's fair use, and people that don't use Twitter would be able to access the best tweets from their favorite content producers in a hurry. I could just get somebody else to read my notes and jokes, and boom, it would be a smash hit. And it's just commentary, and I don't have to produce any images. Just humorous words. But don't mind me, I'm just thinking out loud again. I'll see how the Memes of the Week segment goes in the next month or so, and if the views are good, then it might warrant creating a new channel. Plus, not to mention that if the formats get copied, people will still have an attention span while they don't have an attention span, if you know what I mean. It's kind of confusing, but it does make sense. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Lavish Patch Kid for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that former MGTOW content creators are smashing women off screen, and you know it because they're starting to shame their audiences. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with a Sandman for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the men that spend years explaining female nature only to then fall prey to it again away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.